days, smoking in bathrooms and learning life, taught to the tune of a switchblade knife. You were my girl in dungarees, I was your boy in DVDs. You always said no if I didn't say please, when we were a couple of kids. School days, dear old April Fool days, hanging the teacher up by his throat, chalking up somebody's overcoat. You were my girl in leotards, I supplied phony ID cards, so we could drink wine in people's yards, when we were a couple of kids.
School days,
dear old pocket pool days, blocking the view of the women's gym, and ruining the principal's week for him. You were my girl in skin tight slacks, followed by old sex maniacs. You spend half your days warding off their attacks, when we were a couple of kids.
School days,
dear old vestibule days, writing obscenities on the walls, making anonymous telephone calls.
Hello, Lake's Drugstore? Do you have some Walter Raleigh in a can? You do? Well, let him out!
You were my girl in runny hose, you punched the librarian in the nose, cause she banned all of Henry Miller's prose, when we were a couple of kids.
School days,
dear old sip gun do days, stealing and stripping a 50 merc, rolling the neighborhood soda jerk. You were the girl who said goodbye when they cut off my Benzedrine supply. It's hard to believe that now you and I are teaching at John Marshall High.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school, just like you would to your girl. Be true to your school. Just like you would to your girl.
USA.
That could ever be.
They come from Central Arts in Irvington, Linden Union, Jefferson, Bayonne, Essex, Belleville, the Quiet Kind, Bloomfield, East Side, West Side, South Side too. Well, I want to do the high school vibe with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, come Saturday morning, they were still going strong. They've been rocking and rolling all night long.
High School USA.
No come study on their ABCs.
High School USA.
They're getting their lessons on the birds and the bees.
High School USA.
Yeah, all across the floor they are doing the hop. Everybody doing that a high school bop. They come from Morristown and Union Hill, Rutherford and Westfield, Inglewood and Battle High, St. Benedict and Hillside, East and West, Orange too. Well, I want to do the high school vibe with you. There was Summit, Nutley, Jefferson, Columbia, Scott, and Patterson, New Brunswick and Union Hill, Passaic, Kearney, Belleville, Barringer, Montclair, Teaneck too. Well, I want to do the high school vibe with you. Uh-huh.
High school,
in Cheltenham, at a fashionable ladies' college, where I learned what, and acquired a lot of exceedingly practical knowledge. A reading, writing, arithmetic was positively mediocre. But we got pretty slick at the three-card trick, and we played a pretty hand of poker. We were rather weak at the Latin and Greek, but we worked with considerable fervor, and we had to cram for an English exam on Lady Chatterley's lover. I loved my school in Cheltenham, with a chestnut tree so shaded, and I now embrace all the charm and grace of a typical English lady. I shared a room in Cheltenham with a daughter of the landed gentry, whose most refined little one-track mind was completely elementary. Our marks in French and algebra were a series of disasters, but at forging checks or at SEX, we were absolute past masters. In the upper sixth form, we were studying form, and we put on the money with the porter. And at night the head used to tuck us in bed with an outsized whiskey and water. Let's give three cheers for Cheltenham, where the chestnut trees are shaded. When I learned of vice and all things nice, like a typical English lady.
Jackson of Encino, California. He's eating pizza with the kids.
As I stand here today in my big rubber boots and this red plastic hat that's a little too large, I start to think about maybe getting a job and making some cash and being in charge, because it's career day and I'm here to say what I'll be someday when I grow up. It's career day and I'm here to say what I'll be someday when I grow up. Hit a baseball, kick a football, gonna grow so tall.
success. Find a treasure chest. Gonna be the best when I grow up. It's career day, and I'm here to say what I'll be someday when I grow up. It's career day, and I'm here to say what I'll be someday when I grow up. Be a doctor or a teacher. Be a leader when I grow up. Be a circus clown. Gonna build this town. I'll be world renowned when I grow up. It's career day, and I'm here to say what I'll be someday. Career day, and I'm here to say what I'll be someday when I grow up.
Most of the time in class, I was tempted to fool around, man. Get someone's, that's what it was, yeah. You'd be bored, and you'd figure, well, why not deprive someone else of their education? And you would set about disrupting the class by
attracting attention to yourself.
That is the name of this job, you know. It's called Dig Me. Yeah, it was like, hey, guys, didn't make the team, but...
Hey, he's crazy, man. Hey, you want to go to a party? Wow.
Yeah, you went to all the parties. Got the last girl, but you went to all the parties, man. When I would try to attract attention in class, I wasn't really like a very daring and bold youth. I was a little timid, really. I didn't get right into fake epileptic seizures in the aisle, you know. Start out and test the water a little bit. I used to start with little sounds like a... That's a good one because no one can really see where it's coming from, you know. You can even look around like you don't know, right? I had one sound that was my own. Not completely my own. I stole it from a Spike Jones record. None of the other guys could do that one. I added a little something to it. No one really cared, you know. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. And then, of course, there was popping the cheek. Which everyone had to do. Just to be a kid, you had to be able to do that, right? Yeah, it was part of the credentials. Can you pop his cheek? Okay, he's a kid. Let him in. Go on. Let me hear all of you do that. I love when a whole auditorium does it. Everybody do it. Like that. Just pop. Now do it without giving in to the temptation to laugh. Everybody do it without laughing. But we take that for granted, you know. We think it's so simple. You say to yourself, well, I think I'll put my finger in my cheek and pop it. It's not that easy, man. There's a lot of things to think about. You got to know how much finger to put in there, for one, right? You can't do it like that, really. You have to judge the amount of finger. You have to know how much air pressure against the cheek, how much cheek pressure against the air, and when to release. Yeah, you see old guys in the park now, can't get it on anymore. That's the first thing that goes on a class clown is the cheeks, man.
You're all here today taking this course, How to Be an Auto Mechanic, okay? So it's your money, so pay attention, all right? I mean, you're paying $175 for the course, you know?
Wait a minute. It was $125.
Well, now it's $175. You know why? I didn't put it in writing. That's your first lesson. Yeah, with customers, you never put it in writing. Only way to work it, boys, I'll tell you that. Now, we got some important stuff to go over here today that a mechanic must learn. The first thing is, a guy comes in. No matter what's wrong with his car, you look him straight in the eye and say, "You ain't using this car tonight." Bubba, come on up here and try this, okay? Go ahead, Bubba, try it now, will you?
I'm sorry, but you won't be able to drive this car at all.
Oh, no, Bubba, come over here. Will you please, Bubba? No. I told you, you gotta look the customer straight in the eye. Straight in the eye and... You must have trouble dancing, huh? Yeah, come on. Straight in the eye and you say, "You ain't using this car tonight, right?" Okay, Bubba, now sit down, Bubba, okay? I'll keep you after school, but I'm afraid of you. Now, the next thing is really important. The customer comes in, he's in a real rush, right? His car stalled, he's got a dead battery. His wife and kids are in the car. He's in a panic. When he asks you for help, you turn to him and say, "I'm sorry. I'm all alone here. I'm alone." What's the matter?
What do you say when you've got an assistant?
I don't care if you've got 10 assistants. If the guy needs help, you just look at him and say, "I'm all alone here. I'm all alone." You got it thrown, Barry?
I don't know why I joined this school.
I don't know either. You can't fit under a car. All right, hold it, boy. Hold it. Back to business. Okay, boys? A customer pulls in, right? He's lost. No matter where he's going, you just say to him, "Hey, you're way off." Not in this town. Then you get a map and you say to him, "Look, here's where you are right now. You want to get over there. You can't get there from here." And then you charge him $1 for the map and you walk away. Now, boys, today I got a real treat for you. A man who can teach you plenty. Today you're going to meet the garage mechanic's garage mechanic. He's the most famous graduate of his school. His name is Dick Butkus.
Oh, all right.
I'll tell you about Dick, okay? Dick was the first one to make sure the soap in the men's room had hair on it. That's right. Now, when a customer came into his garage and set him in a hurry, he was the first one to say, "Hey, mister, I'm on my break." Yes, boys, here he is, just now finished 22 sensational weeks at a garage in Newark, okay? He's beautiful, I'll make him happy, okay? Dick Butkus. Hey! Go on, baby, it's your floor. Go ahead, Dick.
More importantly, I've got the name tag. What does that say, son?
Vito.
Right.
But your name is Dick.
Correct. Because if Vito worked on your transmission and your transmission goes kaput, how can anybody blame it on Dick?
That's my man. You're too much. You're beautiful.
To begin with, students, your appearance is critical. Now, I spend 2 hours every morning going through wardrobe and makeup.
Hey, nobody looks like Dick by accident, right? 2 hours, makeup and wardrobe. 2 hours. Tell her, baby.
I start with the basics. First, a little grease under the fingernails.
How much grease, Dick?
Enough. But never too much. All right, the last thing I want to leave you with is very important. The key to the men's room.
Tell them, all right.
It should always be attached to a piece of wood at least 50 times the size of the key.
Now, remember, the men's room is always locked.
How come they're always locked?
Hell, it was your idea. You tell them.
Why is the men's room locked? Is that so tough to figure out? We want to confuse people, that's why. We keep the cash register open, the safe is open, but the men's room is locked. Now, why do you keep the men's room locked?
Why, to prevent stealing, Al.
Stealing? What's here to steal in the men's room? I mean, in my life, I'm in all kinds of characters, guys that try to sell me a hot ring, a hot watch. No one ever tried to sell me a hot toilet. Never. Any questions here at all?
Yeah. You said yesterday that garage mechanics invented the phrase, "Who worked on this before?"
That's right.
Well, I used to be a TV repairman. And we invented the phrase, "Who worked on this before?"
Well, it's very simple to figure out who started the phrase, "Who worked on this before?" Well, what came first, the TV set or the car? Yeah. Before I forget, I want to warn you guys. Never take your work home with you, okay? That's how I lost my wife.
What happened?
One night I came home from work and my wife and I wanted to make love. I forgot myself. I took my work home with me. I looked at her and I said, who worked on you before?
Well, what did she say, the TV repairman?
We got enough comedians around here, all right? Now, the big one, how to handle a bill, okay? Now, if a customer has any brains, he won't be happy with the bill. If that happens, you just smile and say, I'll check it out. Can you hold a poor costume you worked on, and you start talking to 2 feet? Actually, there's no one under the car. They're fake feet. You buy them, they cost $7 a pair. You slip under a car, you talk to them, okay? Hey, lady, there's a class going on here.
Well, good, because I'm in the mood to teach somebody a lesson.
Well, what's the problem, lady?
The problem is this bill. And don't give me that old fake feet routine.
Well, look, a repeat customer. Well, what about your bill?
First of all, when I brought my car in, you gave me an estimate for $100.
That's right.
Well, this bill is for $200. Now, what happened to the estimate for $100?
Oh, you're right. I forgot. That makes it $300. See what I mean, boys? I didn't put it in writing.
This bill is not legitimate.
Not legitimate? Are you kidding? It's got to be legitimate. There's grease on it.
There's going to be blood on it if you don't do something about it.
Look, I'd like to help you, lady, but I'm all alone here.
Can you just tell me when my car is going to be ready?
When your car be ready, huh? You ready, boys?
You ain't using this car tonight.
Zane going out like a sucker, no way.
I'm nice right now, man. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy, I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man,
I wanna go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite. On Thirsty Thursday and Tuesday night ice. And now I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Akeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey,
I love drinking. Can't tell you what I learned from school, but I could tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the booze gone, and don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put 2 on, then tomorrow night, find a new joint, hold the beer bong, nothing wrong with some fun, even if you did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I could say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. If everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, 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 freshman.
love it.
That party last night.
All right, everybody. I gotta head back to class for a little bit.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we'd take it.
You know what's going down.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke.
You're all invited.
My weed, but my good friends.
Bring your
all
friends.
I need. Pass out at 3. Wake up at 10. Go out to eat. Then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate or can I just stay here for the rest of my life?
My problems all started on commencement day. When people asked me what my plans were, I didn't know what to say. I thought about hanging out in Europe or traveling around the States, but my car was total junk and I couldn't afford airline rates. So I got down on my knees and prayed and sent out resumes to need a job. Well, I was just looking for an easy, high-paying career. But I could wallpaper my bedroom with the rejection letters I got this year. Cause the entry-level job picture just ain't what it ought to be. But at least I can blame all my problems on the economy. I got the postgraduate, overeducated, out of work blues. Well, 1 and 1 is 2. 2 and 2 is 4. 28 squared is 784. I know a lot of meaningless facts that I'll never even use. But I'm not at the MESC office, I'm in job interviews. I got the postgraduate, overeducated, out of work blues. Instead of taking that SAT test, cause my BA degree is a bunch of BS. And I wish I worked in a factory, I wish I knew how to build stuff. I should have gone to MoTeC, got a job where I don't need to know stuff like the Keynesian theory of economics or the stages of Freud. I once wrote a 35-page paper about the significance of the United States having a service-based economy, and now I'm unemployed, I'm unemployed. One more time, for everyone who's got a master's degree. I got the postgraduate, overeducated, out of work blue. Thank you.
biologist. I think you'd look good in one of those helmets. You can be what you want. Vegetable farmer, you could grow rutabagas and eggplants. If that's what you want, it's alright with me. You could be a theoretical physicist, theoretically. What you want, I hope you'll be it with me. Just close your eyes and say, I can be anything, anything.
Class, if you would mind taking your seats, we'll be just a few minutes here, and then you can go back to dancing or whatever you call that. Good morning. Welcome to Grade 6. This is KBC, and this is, of course, the Bit Slap, and this is our sixth try at school for you, in case you missed it the first time around. I went to school. Yes, I did. Let's see. Where are we here? I didn't learn to read so well, but okay, yeah, we started with School Days. Don't know who that was. All my searches led nowhere and into some pretty dark spots, too, so you can thank me that you don't have to do this. Anyway, that was School Days, a parody of the same. Be True to Your School was The Knights, copying the Beach Boys. Pretty well, I thought. It was not bad. Tommy Fassenda, High School USA. That was the New Jersey version. Yes, they mentioned my school. Did they mention yours? I was I went to Montclair High School. I did. I didn't graduate from there, but I did go there for two long, miserable years. I also went to Passaic Valley, in case you're curious. Anyway, that was High School USA. There was a bunch of different versions of that for all kinds of places, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, New York, everywhere you could think of. Anyway, school in Cheltenham was Cy Chin. I believe she's an OBM or something like that over in England. She was a teacher, producer, something or other. I don't know, musician. She was born in September 1st of 1933, which makes her 89 years old yesterday. Okay. Pizza Day was the Aquabats. I didn't get in on the school lunch thing. We had to bring our lunch in bags. So, yeah, peanut butter and jelly every day. Career Day was the Bazillions, and nobody bothered to count them, but I guess I will trust them. Little piece of George Carlin's Class Clown. Rodney Dangerfield's Auto Repair School was, of course, Rodney, and that included Dick Butkus, Bubba Smith, Big Bad Bubba Smith, and also Morgan Fairchild. That was the woman. Let's see, we heard from Asher Roth, I Love College, Postgraduate Overeducated Out of Work Blues was Wally Pleasant, and finishing it up, Kenny Young and the Eggplants, the career song, because that's what school should be, is a place for you to blossom yourself. All right? So we will continue on that note.
Ferrari. I must be loud to sing. I must be loud to ride. I must be loud to go to school.
Lazy as can be.
Oh, why? Why must we love to school? Why must we learn to garden
room? You know you're too young to waste away in bed. That's why we built the school to teach what lies ahead. You're
why we learn to read, to write, and to sing.
Oh, I know, I know.
You know.
I know why we must sing.
You know.
I know why we should write.
You know.
I know why we must go to school.
You know you're too young to waste away in bed. That's why we built the school to teach what lies ahead. You'll never know what the future brings.
That's why we learn to read, to write.
Oh, I know, I know.
You know.
I know why we must sing. I know why we must ride. I know why we must go to school.
Bum, bum, bum. ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Teacher's pet, I wanna be teacher's pet. I wanna be huddled and cuddled as close to you as I can get.
That's the lesson, we're guessing your best day.
Teacher's pride, I wanna be teacher's pride. I wanna be dated and rated, the one most likely at your side.
You gotta learn it, yearning to learn.
I wanna learn all your lips can teach me. One kiss will do at the start. I'm sure with a little homework I'll graduate to your heart. Teacher's pet, I wanna be teacher's pet. I wanna take home a diploma and show Ma that you love me too.
That you love me too.
So I can be teacher's pet long after school is through. Teach me. One kiss will do at the start. I'm sure with a little homework I'll graduate to your heart. Teacher's pet, I wanna be teacher's pet. I wanna take home a diploma and show Ma that you love me too.
Well, I'm when the bell is going. teachers. I got a confession. All the kids want to do is have some fun. But the work, the work, the work is never done. They always tell me to stop. Just stop coming around. I can't even make no sound. I can't make no sound. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school.
If you go to school, you wake up early. When you wake up early, you will be tired. When you're tired, you will sleep in class. When you sleep in class, you get scolded. When you get scolded, you get detention. When you get detention, your mom and dad will scold you. When your mom and dad scold you, you get grounded. When you're grounded, you can't go out. When you can't go out, you cannot see your friends. Then you will become lonely. When you're lonely, you'll become sad. When you're sad, you will cry. When you cry, your eyes will hurt. When your eyes hurt, you have to go doctor. When you go to doctor, it's expensive. When it's expensive, you have no money left. When you have no money left, you cannot buy food. Then you no food, then you will starve. When you starve, you will die. So don't go to school!
Hey, ho, cussive in the morning, cussive in the night. Cussive is the only way I ever hope I'm right, I'm cursing. To write in sloppy blocky letters, so now I'm using cursive. Everybody loves me better than cursive. Hey, 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 I'm writing cursive. Thank God I learned cursive, cause I use it fucking every day. Why some cursive, man? But I was using cursive while I'm sitting in the kitchen writing cursive. Hey, 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 I'm writing cursive. Thank God I learned cursive, cause I use it fucking every day. You know it looks so good when I connected all the letters. The teacher tried to kiss me and you know I had to let her write cursive. Hey, 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 I'm writing cursive. Just fucking every day.
I'm a big brain.
Dad, what's 101, you know?
No, no, no. 101 and 2. Yeah.
How'd you know? How'd you know?
I know, cause I'm a big brain.
Spell dog.
Nail, you spell dog. Yeah.
How'd you know?
I know, cause I'm a big brain.
The ground,
how'd you How you know?
I know because I'm a big brain.
Tell me now, who was the first president? He's a big brain.
When some schlemiel tries to put me down and says he has a larger congregation, I tell him right away, now listen here, Nudnik, ain't you heard of my shul? It's number one in the nation.
See me on your street, you better come running. Never do we got a book for you because I'm stunning.
I'm cruising in the bookmobile.
in our bright red bookmobile. Through the mountains we will wheel. We will bring you books to read and information you may need. We are always on the go, through the heat and cold and snow, in your Clinton, Essex, and Franklin library system bookmobile. We have lots of books for you, magazines and patterns too, books for folks of every size, and for those with tired eyes. To fulfill your needs out there, rest assured we really care. In the Clinton, Essex, and Franklin library system bookmobile. At each stop we thrill to see people waiting patiently. So we try our very best to fill every last request. Each week throughout the year, you can come from far and near to the Clinton, Essex, and Franklin library system bookmobile.
I walk into the room and I can feel you raise your head. I know that you're forgetting every word that you just read. Now you come rushing over like you're some old pal of mine. Well, I'll be glad to help you, but you'll have to wait in line. I'm a reference librarian. I got that MLS. Master of Library Science. I'm the one you need to see when your bibliography is in a mess. Got a big term paper due, you better start it soon. You just figured out it's due tomorrow afternoon. You need 24 sources on the pygmy crocodile. Well, let me at the keyboard, kid. Watch a master's style. I'm a reference librarian. I got the MLS. I'm the one you need to see when your bibliography is in a mess. Don't talk to the professor, she doesn't want to hear. The graduate assistant has just trucked out for a beer. Your buddy the computer nerd ain't gonna save your skin. He can't get the data out even when he put it in. We got OPACs, abstracts, Sudoku and CD-ROM. Microfiche your finger in like it's some kind of bomb. The cold facts of the closed stacks left your brain destroyed. Well, if we made it easy, kid, I'd end up unemployed. I'm the reference librarian. I got that MLS. I'm the one you need to see when your bibliography is in a mess. I'm the reference librarian. You plagiarists, confess. Now you can't go off to ski cause you're flunking history. If research is the key, I could boost you to a B. You'll avoid catastrophe if you put your faith in me. Oh, yes. If you know where to look, you don't need to guess.
High School USA.
High School USA.
talking with you. Yeah!
Yes, and if you're suffering from too much information, you've come to the right place. I keep it to a minimum if I can. All right, so you'll be just a few more minutes, and then we'll have our final exam, and then you can go. First of all, I want you to make sure you see the hat over there. You know what to do, okay? Started with Mother. That was actually extreme, but Mother, don't want to go to school today. I thought that was kind of nice, because that was me when I was age 7 to 38 or something. Why must we go to school? Well, the nutmegs on the relic label. That was their take on it. Wish I'd never learned to read was the five keys. Teacher's pet was, of course, Doris Day from the movie of the same name, starring also Clark Gable. And was it Mamie Van Doren? What was the other one? Mamie Van Doren is the hypotenuse. You know what I mean? McGuire Sisters, Ding Dong, Waiting After School. From 58, that was. All right. I don't know what those numbers mean, but okay. High School Never Ends was the Dolly Rots. Pretty much note for note, covering Bowling for Soup, but I like them better, so okay. I Don't Want to Go to School, again. That was the Naked Brothers Band. Nobody really wanted to go to school, did they? Well, if they did, here's why you shouldn't go to school. I'll give you plenty of reasons to not, okay? The Cursive Song was Clownvis Presley. Yeah, you got the idea. Hey, Big Brain was the Letterman. Yes, the Letterman from 1958. We heard from, who is that? Oh, the Beach Boy Chicks. Be True to Your Shul, all right? The Bookmobile from Melville Dewey. Melville Dewey, you get the kind of play on words there, all right? And then the CEF Bookmobile song from Stan Robinson. That's the Clinton, Essex, Franklin, New York area Bookmobile. Let's see, the reference librarian, Rob Lopresti. Lopresti, yes. And the original version of High School USA from Virginia, from Tommy Fassenda. That's where he was from. And the record did so well that the record exec said, hey, why don't we just, you know, change a couple of words? And there you go. So, all right, we're done. Class will be dismissed in just a few minutes, but you must complete the following lesson, all right? And then I will see you next week with a surprise.
Fact researched at the testing site, a formica plywood desk can repel the atom's might. See the little kids emerge from the rubble, from the blast, 'cause they did what teacher said and they hid beneath that desk. Mama said, how was your day? As we ate tuna casserole, we'd say nothing much, just hiding neath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall. Pledge allegiance to the flag, say your prayers before you sleep, rub your apple on your pants, polish off the DDT. For our heroes never lie, and adults were always right, as we swung upon the swings, downwind from the testing site. Silly leaders hide like moles in their mountain hidey holes, when all they needed to was hide beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall. And now many years have passed, I'm in the back of Staples store, underneath the desk displays, crawling round upon the floor. The associates offer help to find a school desk I might like. Do you have one in my size? The Formica plywood type. Say yes, right over here. We've added Wi-Fi hubs this year, so you can tweet on Twitter, hiding beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall.
Taught how to get a job, but I can remember dissecting a frog. I wasn't taught how to pay tax, but I know loads about Shakespeare's classics. I was never taught how to vote, they devoted that time to defining isotopes. I wasn't taught how to look after my health, but mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Never spent a lesson on current events, instead I studied the old American West. I was never taught what laws there are. I was never taught what laws there are. Let me repeat, I was not taught the laws for the country I live in. But I know how Henry VIII killed his women. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. Glad that's in my head instead of financial advice. I was shown the wavelengths of different hues of light, but I was never taught my human rights. Apparently there's 30. Do you know them? I don't. Why the hell can't we both recite them? By rote I know igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary. box, yet I don't know squat about trading stocks or how money works at all. Where does it come from? How does the thing that motivates the world function? Not taught to budget and disperse my earnings. I was too busy there rehearsing cursive. Didn't learn how much it costs to raise a kid and what an affidavit is. But I spent days on what the quadratic equation is. Negative B plus or minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC over 2A. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. They maybe learned that over basic first aid. Or how to recognize the most deadly mental disorders or diseases with preventable causes. Or how to buy a house with a mortgage if I could afford it. Because abstract maths was deemed more important than advice that would literally save thousands of lives. But it's cool, because now I could tell you if the number of unnecessary deaths caused by that choice was prime. Never taught present-day practical medicines, but I was told what the ancient Hippocratic method is. I've got a headache, the pain is ceaseless, what should I take? Maybe try some leeches? Could we discuss domestic abuse and get the facts, or how to help my depressed friend with a mental state? No, but learn mental maths, because you won't have a calculator with you every day. They say it's not the kids, the parents are the problem. Then if you taught the kids to parent, that's the problem solved then. All this advice about using a condom, but not for when you actually have a kid when you want one. I'm only fluent in this language, but serious, the rest of the world speaks too. Do you think I'm an idiot? He chose the solo over the political system, so like a typical citizen, now I don't know what I'm voting on. Which policies exist or how to make them change? Mais oui, je parle un peu de français. So at 18, I was expected to elect a representative for a system I had never, ever, ever been presented with. But I won't take it. I'll tell everyone my childhood was wasted. I'll share it everywhere how I was educated. And insist these pointless things don't stay in school.
Like to. Susie couldn't drive, but that's all right. Billy had a plan, said, Susie, hey girl, teach me how to read, but go real slow. And you can drive the bookmobile on Tuesday. I'll read the signs and tell us where to go. Here lie Bill and Susie in this graveyard. That bookmobile was pulled from Skeeter Lane. Billy couldn't make out, road closed, detour. And Susie hit the gas and missed the brake. Susie hit the gas